Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And we have our guest in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. I am Emily Adams. I am a naturopathic herbalist, and I am setting up my business at Cheverton Farm on the island. I am also a nurse and a bereavement support volunteer at the hospice. And I sort of fell into herbal medicine very unexpectedly when I was very, very ill with chronic fatigue. And it happened after my dad died. And I think the intense grief of that really was sort of the last straw. I've been living in a state of severe anxiety for most of my life and had experienced some traumatic experiences before. And this just really pushed me over the edge. I was in a very, very dark place. And just suddenly, out of nowhere, I had this thought. It just came to me saying, oh, I don't actually enjoy nursing and I could do herbal medicine as a career. And it wasn't really sort of like a question, it was just like a knowing. And so I didn't really look back from there. And nothing has ever felt so right. From the very first lecture, it was like I was coming home. It just made me feel this deep emotion inside, because finally people was talking to me about healthcare and supporting people through their health problems from a perspective that just made sense to me. It was looking at the root cause of the problems rather than just treating and suppressing symptoms. It was actually getting to know the person rather than the disease, and seeing that the person and what the state they are uniquely in, that's what's important. That's what you really have to get to understand, and treat them, treat the person where they are, but also taking into consideration all their experiences. Like in my consultation, I go right back to the physical and emotional state that their mother was in when they were pregnant with them, and the dynamics in their family when they were growing up. Like all of these things help build the picture, and all the experiences they've had up until the point that they're then sitting in front of me. And I then go through everything, like all the systems of the body, deep dive into where they are, and I do diagnostic tests, which includes pulse testing, tongue diagnosis, and iridology, which is looking at constitutional patterns of their strengths and weaknesses from the colours of their eyes, not just the colour, the coloured part of the eye, the iris. And then I formulate a treatment plan, which involves herbs. It can be in tincture form, tea, powder, a combination. I might want to put them through a detox plan, which is very much them doing it. I tell them how to do it and they do it. A nutritional advice, depending again on their constitution and their current imbalance. If there's too much heat in the body, if there's too much mucus and dampness, then I will give them advice on foods that would be most beneficial for them, as well as lifestyle suggestions and support, which can be anything from they need to have more connection with the earth, you know, grounding. That's got to be one of the most healing things. I think that's probably one of like the top wellness tips I'd give to every single person, is have as much physical connection with the earth as you can, because we're so detached from it. And I think a lot of health imbalances come from that, like these feelings of anxiety, tension in our body, overwhelm, because we're just so in our heads and we've completely lost touch with the natural cycles of the earth. And so just having that, and that's where we come from. We are absolutely from and off the earth, aren't we? So it's so just having that physical contact, you can almost instantly feel a bit of calming in you. You know, if you put your bare feet on the earth, it just feels soothing, whatever you believe or whatever. Like, it's just, it just does give you that bit of grounding. Same as being in nature. It just has that calming influence. Even if you're still in your head, it's still, you're taking in the...
it's the sensoriness, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that's not a proper word, but...
the sensory,
it is.
Yeah,
the sensory,
is.
The sensory impact, really, I guess, and what's out there. Because, you know, if you're in a room, such as like our studio, it's not really connecting with... either the earth or the air or any of the other elements, is it?
No.
Obviously, we're breathing air.
Yeah. Somebody once told me that our problems all started when we started wearing shoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. Mm. I mean, that is that physical constant barrier between us and the earth. And obviously, in the winter months, we don't really want to be walking barefoot on the cold ground, but... even if you can just do little bits, or like touching the ground with your hand or touching a tree as you're walking past, just little things like that to just give yourself a bit of connection. And also paying attention to what nature's doing. Mm-hmm. So we're currently in winter, all the leaves have like fallen to the ground. Like, it is a time of letting go of what's dead and what no longer serves us, and coming into ourselves. It's a time of stillness.
A time of rest as well, really, isn't it? And regeneration as well.
And generally, with the lead up to Christmas, that's the opposite to what people are doing. People are stressed. People are, like, running around. Mm. And so, you know, when we come to midwinter, which is sort of around the 21st or something, or December, that's when people are really stressed. But that's right in the centre of the time when we should be in that real place of stillness and coming into ourselves. So any little practices you can do to help, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, to give yourself that bit of stillness, even if it's just having a warming drink in the evening or a bath or just going for a walk by yourself... it's so important.
And we have Emily Adams here in the studio with us from Wild Root Therapies. So we've talked a little before the break about why you're actually doing this and the kind of things that you do when you see a new patient or a client, whatever you want to call them. Whereabouts do you do all this?
At Cheverton Farm. So... it was amazing how I found them, actually. It was through another person. They sort of directed me there because they knew that they were renovating some of their outbuildings, and they were hoping to create sort of a space for lots of different wellness practitioners. So the renovation is still underway. I have moved into a temporary space on the farm, which I have transformed into my little temporary wellness cocoon.
Fabulous.
Well, yeah, I want to make it as cozy a space as possible, because it's from like personal experience of going to see different practitioners, I find it so nice going to somewhere that just feels comforting. When you're going to be delving into quite vulnerable places, you want to feel safe. And you want to feel, you want to feel comfortable and at ease. So that was really important to me when creating this space. So I'm using this space for now. And I only got the keys for it just over a week ago. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know, which is really exciting. But it is now ready. And I saw my first client there a week ago. Yes. So, yeah, losing track of the days. So it is up and running. So I'm open for clients now, which is really exciting. I have to say, after seeing my first client... when I was coming up with the treatment plan and all the herbs, oh my gosh, the joy it gave me was just unbelievable. I thought, I can't believe this is my job. This is crazy. It just makes me so happy. The more I learn about the herbs, the more excited I get, because they're so complex. And when you're first learning about them, you might just sort of know sort of like the basics, like this herb is good for maybe headaches, this herb is good for if you've got a fever, or if your immunity is low, like if you've got a cold. But when you actually start going into like the complex layers, you think, okay, well, there's lots of herbs that do this one thing, but this specific herb is going to be good for this specific person. So it's just really interesting to understand all the different layers, and that makes me really excited. Yes, and so people are welcome to stop by for a cup of tea whenever they want. But I've got my website up and running, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So the easiest way for people to find out more about my space and what I'm doing is on there.
And what is it called on the socials?
Wild Root Therapies. Instagram, it's wild_root_therapies. And then my website is wildroot-therapies.com.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to just chat to you on the phone about trying to make a decision as to whether they thought or you thought it might be a good idea to see you, how would they get in touch with you by phone?
So I offer free discovery calls via Zoom, or over the phone, whichever they're more comfortable with. And they can book that on my website.
Okay.
I do also have my phone number, which is my work number, not my personal number, so that so I will only respond in working hours.
Absolutely.
But I do have that on my website and my email address, so people can reach out whichever way they want to.
Well, thank you so much for popping in to see us today, and it's been a delight.
Yes, it's so nice.
And can I just say, for people, anybody listening who thinks this is a bit new age and a bit hippie, just remember, for centuries we cured and healed ourselves through nature.
Exactly.
And we've just lost the art. So
that's the thing.
It's great that somebody is recapturing that.
Yeah.
So it's rediscovering what's all around us, really, isn't it?
That's right. Yep.
And you know, on the island. You know, I've sometimes gone along the road or gone out, you know, for a wander. I thought, ooh, yarrow, lovely.
Oh, I love
yarrow. Things like that. And it is something that once you get into it, it's really very interesting. So I'm so delighted that you started a new business, and it's something that you're passionate about.
So passionate about, yeah. Can't quite get over it, to be honest.
Well done.
Yeah. I will just say as well that because of my personal experiences, I do have a specific interest in supporting people with chronic fatigue, because I know how overwhelming and isolating it is, and how difficult it is when you go to the GP and they say there isn't anything they can do and your blood tests are all okay. So anyone in that situation, I reach out a hand to you to like give you that support, because there are things that can be done to help.
That's brilliant. I think we wish you the very best.
We certainly do. Thank you.
Thank you.